This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The conversation on so many important issues in this way. Stood up for the most vulnerable people and given a voice to those who are often forgotten. But with only a month until the Iowa caucuses, and given the circumstances of this campaign season, I've determined that it simply isn't our time.
If I were to drop dead tomorrow, we're going to have another, and by the way, I may not be the nominee anyway, but if I were to drop out of the race tomorrow, guess what? Do you think he's not going to go after and lie about and misrepresent and deal in the dirt with whomever the candidate is? We're going to come up with something in their lives. But the difference with me is I've taken it now for 8 months, and I'm still winning.
All right, so that's Joe Biden. He says he's still in the race. While Julian Castro, you heard his, I don't know, kind of swan song, because did you notice the sappy music behind him, out of the campaign, but there are still a slew of Democrats left as the march to 2020's presidential election continues. So it's like 8-1 now at this point, and of course after the Iowa caucuses, that will narrow even more. Hey, everybody. How was your vacation? Hopefully you got a couple of days off. I said it in the last show. New Year's now has come and gone. We're into 2020. I know a lot of people were dragging their assets around, trying to get it together because it feels very much like you kind of have springboarded back into the office or back into work or whatever it is that you're doing. And if you're retired and you're listening to the show, booyah. Because you're just doing the same thing, right? Maybe you got rid of the relatives, not sure. I haven't gotten rid of one, and that would be the man, sure. Mr. Kate Delaney is coming up next. We're going to talk about a couple of things, including we saw a few movies over the break, and one of them was Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, and because of so many of you writing to me, sending me emails about The Mandalorian, we had to pony up the $7 for the streaming service of Disney. Against my better judgment, my nephew said he refuses to give a cent to Disney, but we wanted to see The Mandalorian. However, this is real life, not fantasy, when we're talking about this upcoming election and what's going to happen in the Iowa caucuses and, of course, what's going on with Donald Trump and the votes that he counted on the first time around. Can he count on them this time around? That's something that we'll be looking at each and every month and week, of course, as we get closer and some of the polls that are out there. But the very biggest thing that happened on the day, this is huge. Qasem Soleimani, one of Iran's most really revered military generals, is dead. Soleimani was trying to develop plans to attack American troops and diplomats, because we've seen what's happened in Baghdad, where we had 16,000 people at that embassy, and the attack on the embassy has led to now what the Pentagon has said is the airstrike that killed this major Iranian military official. This is big. I mean, who is Soleimani? It's funny, as soon as his name came out, I knew immediately, because we've had people on talking about Iran, including our old pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who spent time in Iran, and he absolutely was one of the most infamous military operators in the quicksand of the Middle East, and he was the leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. You know, this is a guy who was definitely the general. He was moving the pieces on the board, and the pieces that he was moving was to get the U.S. So his story ended Friday when a U.S. airstrike near the Baghdad airport killed him and a number of Iraqi military leaders. Soleimani his career kicked in after Iran's 1979 revolution and really kind of helped shape, if you will, the Islamic Republic that was in the, that followed in the heels of the revolution. So this was a bad guy. I mean, this was a guy who had serious diplomatic clout, I guess is the way to put it, and he wanted they thought top political office, but he didn't end up doing that. Instead, I mean, he was the guy that was part of the remember the war with Iraq from 1980 to 1988, and all the economic power and force that they had. It was bloody, it was brutal, and he really helped. That really helped shape his career. So Soleimani was someone to be feared, and he had serious strength, power, and was somebody that people followed. And the fact that a recent Pentagon estimate said that forces led by him or connected to him killed at least 608 U.S. troops in Iraq between 2003 and 2011. So this is a good thing, because when the president, President Trump, pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal between Iran and other world powers, they found themselves in this position of all this tension with us, with the U.S. So in Iraq, Shiite militias were really harassing U.S. troops. They were firing rockets at bases that were used by Americans. There was the attack in late December that killed a U.S. contractor. And then the airstrikes against bases along the border, the U.S. airstrikes against the bases along the border with Syria used by Hezbollah that killed 25 militia members and injured a bunch more. I want to say 50 to 70, whatever it was, doesn't matter. And then on New Year's Eve, the Shiite militias and their supporters storming our embassy, our U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad. Luckily, and shockingly, actually, from everything that I saw, nobody was killed in that chaos, but the president warned that Iran absolutely bore this responsibility for the act and said they're going to be held responsible. So that airstrike on Friday morning killed not only Soleimani, but Abu Mahdi al-Mahandis, who is an Iraqi militia commander who equally was an imposing figure. But Soleimani is irreplaceable for this Iranian regime. I think it was incredibly shocking, the news of his death to them, and what kind of an effect it will have on the end, the demise of such a revered figure on that area will be something to pay attention. Now, there will be pressure to retaliate, and what is that going to look like? I mean, pressure to retaliate on the U.S. I have to say bravo, because this was a huge move. It was an incredible move. It was a smart thing to happen, to take Soleimani out, because of the fact that he was Iran's most powerful military leader. And we have been in this sticky wicket since really 2015, and then of course all of the economic pressure we're putting on Iran with sanctions, etc. So no matter how you feel about this president, this is a win. I mean, this is a win. There's no doubt about that. When I saw the images of what was happening in the embassy, at the Baghdad embassy, and realizing what was going on there, this is absolutely a very, very big, bold, and necessary move. All right, we're going to move in another direction and also remind you that coming up in our third section of the show, our third segment, if you will, you can sit in the third section, it's okay, but we're going to do Nail the Score, because we have playoffs in the NFL. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes with Nail the Score. You just have to call 855-266-5283 in our third segment. Mr. Kate Delaney next.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overs.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Beginning of 2020, as we continue the fun times that we're having with the man that I call Man Chore, my hubs, Mr. Kate Delaney, a.k.a. Paul. And, boy, I thought it'd be fun, Paul, to talk about the fact that I know a lot of other people. I said, for me, relaxation, a way to kind of turn my head off is to go to movies. And, of course, we do a cheap movie review. In fact, that's coming up this hour. So we have a packed hour. We've got Nail the Score coming up next, chance for people to win prizes. And then we have our trip to the movies. And one of the things that we saw was the rise of Skywalker, Star Wars. And there was some controversy over this because some people thought it was too Disney, which I don't go deep into Star Wars. I'm very surfacey. I like it. I can't tell you. This, to me, this is a guy thing. All the, it's like music, knowing every single cut and where it came from. I'm going to separate the genders there, and I'm sure there's some women that would be furious and say, oh, that's not true. I know everything about the Star Wars characters. But I do think that it skews more male. So from your point of view, having set you up this way, I thought it was good. The Rise of Skywalker was good. I liked the character Rey. I liked the way it wrapped up. I was sad to see Adam Driver, you know, bite it. I don't want to give away everything. But I thought it was well done. And then, of course, Carrie Fisher was in it for the final time as Princess Leia, or the General, as she is called. What did you think?
The last hour was great. They could have cut out the rest of the movie.
Do you think they do that just to make it longer, just to make it more epic, or there's something in Hollywood about making a film longer? Why can't they tell a shorter story? You know, in speaking, because I'm a speaker, when I'm not behind this mic, I like to say I'm on a stage somewhere with a mic, there is a trend for shorter speeches that are 20 to 40 minutes, which I think is great, instead of an hour, hour and a half. Why do you think that is in Hollywood? We've seen a few movies where it's been just a little too long.
Well, the writers, they want to tell every little story for the fans. The you know, they could be super fans. The director wants certain things, and so they put as much as they can get away with in there that won't get cut out by the studios.
Yeah. All right, so we did celebrate Christmas. You and I celebrate that. We had family in town. And I'm wondering, I got a couple of interesting gifts from you. Actually, really good gifts. I got a little piece of workout equipment that I could travel with or even use it at home. I don't even know how you describe it, guys. It's like, it's kind of a way to do weights, but it's not, you don't break your back on it. And then I also got Ancestry.com. We're going to Ireland, so then that's another way to look up family and to see if I'm related to King Henry or some other interesting characters. And another thing that I got from you that was I thought was great is I got the Gary Shandling book I wanted. I got Ronan Farrow's book, Catch and Kill, which was about all the crazy nonsense from Weinstein and how NBC was too chicken to run it and all the behind-the-scenes nonsense that went on there, which just makes your the hair on your arm stand up because you think, this guy got away with all this nonsense when he could have been, this could have been shut down 15 years earlier. And then there were some other things, too, that were just terrific gifts. So what was your favorite gift?
The stereo.
That's right. He wanted a sound bar, guys and women. So the sound bar is, you know, when your TV's annoying and the sound is not equal out, like with commercials and just the way the sound comes through, it sounds, I don't know, tinny or just doesn't sound great. That's what the sound bar does, right?
Yeah, but I just wanted to stream Bluetooth music in the living room without having to get a giant setup, mainly. So it was really for that, not for movies. I mean, it was secondarily for movies, but I just wanted a stereo in the living room that I could stream music through.
Here's what I wonder. We still have our, we had a beautiful Christmas tree. So we still have our Christmas tree up and lights, and we have lights outside of the house, and somebody's come in, the kids in the neighborhood, they charged really a little bit of money. So they're going to come get the lights, but they can't get them till next week. So everybody's going to have to suffer through our lights, although they're white lights. And I guess we don't have to put them on. We could unplug them. But we like the Christmas thing, so we're going to just kind of keep it up for a couple of days. But some people, that's like taboo. I'm sure most of the people listening, a lot of the guys listening, even some of the women would have to tear it down too, but a lot of the guys would have to do that, grab the Christmas tree and take it away and do all the things that you have to do to unpack and pack Christmas. Do you think that it's taboo to keep it up extra long?
I don't, but I can understand why some people psychologically, it's a new year, so they pack it up.
Yeah, well, we just have it a couple extra days, so I don't think that's as big of a deal. If it went past next Wednesday for the outside, ugh, that would make me. There's no HOA where we live, but if there was, or neighbors that were not happy with it, I'd turn your lights off. It's like when people leave Christmas decorations in their yard, the giant inflatables, until the end of January or something. I know that annoys a lot of people. So this, I started with the Star Wars thing, and everybody kept saying, oh, you got to see The Mandalorian, you got to get The Mandalorian. So we finally relented, and we're watching The Mandalorian. And if you know anything about Star Wars, and if you don't, you could care less. You're like, ugh, why is she talking about Star Wars? Let's talk about this Iranian general Jack, you know what, that got annihilated by our drone strike. And of course, I talked about that and how huge nailing Soleimani was. But in a Star Wars world of make believe, The Mandalorian is pretty good. I like the Baby Yoda.
Yeah, Baby Yoda was pretty awesome. That was worth the free trial. So we're getting into it.
Yeah, there's and again, I don't go super deep on all the stories. You're explaining some of the things I don't know. You know the characters better than I do, but I think it is pretty interesting. Speaking of interesting, you know, we saw a lot of commercials with this, the doorbell, you know, camera. And there was something sad that happened in Las Vegas. Police released a video of a kidnapping suspect and the victim, and they caught the guy. He was only 23. You and I were watching the news, and he looked like he was 53, frankly. So I don't know what he was on or what the deal was, but Darnell Rogers is his name. And And this was his woman, and he was, you know, he just went after her. So he's facing kidnapping, domestic battery, and other charges. What is really good, though, is the Las Vegas homeowner's camera, because she was running and banging on the door, captured her just, you know, screaming and whimpering, and showed the whole thing. She knocked on the door. She was looking over her shoulder at the guy who was her husband, boyfriend, whatever, who was parked in the middle of the road. So they had it all on tape. I love that. So, you know, the commercials kind of illustrate that. So maybe we should all get doorbell cameras. What do you think?
How many do you want to get?
Well, you can only get one. We have one door.
I was thinking we could put them everywhere.
Seriously, this was a sick story. This guy should, I'm sorry, allegedly he did all those things, but he grabbed her by the hair. The Christmas wreath ripped off the door. She hit the ground. It was terrible. The poinsettia crashed on the step. You could see what was going on there. So I am glad that they nailed him. Yeah, I used to live in Vegas. Those Vegas cops, they don't suffer fools well. But the point of telling this story is I love that it was captured on the doorbell camera. So I think maybe there's something to that. Then you can go back. If your house gets burglarized or something happens, you've got them on camera. I wonder if this will be a thing that dissuades people from doing that.
Well, these stories have been popping up on the news for months now. So every time one comes up, I'm sure they sell a lot of those doorbell cameras every time one of those stories comes on.
All right. So I vote yay for the camera, frankly, because I think it would be a deterrent. It works. Jason Garrett is still with the Dallas Cowboys. Once again, they had a wimpy season where they just petered out. They could have beaten Philadelphia easily, been at least in the playoffs, and they're not. And so the Washington Post had a headline, because remember, they're still America's team. What on earth are the Cowboys doing with Jason Garrett? You grew up here. You're a Cowboys fan. Does this infuriate you that he's still the coach of the Cowboys?
No. They need to fire the general manager.
He owns the team. He's a billionaire that's worth $5 billion.
Fire the general manager. He cares about money, not winning.
So I disagree with you on that. He does care about money. He's a major master marketer. But I do think Jerry wants to win. It's just that he wants to have the control with the team still and have a lot to say about what's happening. And people say that's too hard for the coach, because if you look at Bill Belichick with the Patriots, he has full-on control of the team itself. He would be like the general of what's going on the field. Even though Robert Kraft is the owner, he's not messing in his business. Because when he tries to step into that, that makes Belichick furious, and that's when they would have a problem. And they've had a few incidences. So Jason Garrett, his contract is coming up, I want to say the 14th or 13th. I think that's what's going to happen. It's just going to expire. And then they'll announce they're looking for a new coach.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. K. Delaney.
You're welcome. Happy Mandalorian.
All right, coming up next, nail the score, 855-266-2283. If you're hearing us live, jump on this phone line. See you in a flash.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week that the Trump administration has changed U.S. strategy toward Iran.
Trying to contain them, we developed a strategy. It's a diplomatic strategy, as an economic strategy. You've now seen some of the military components of that strategy. We're trying to correct for what was the Obama administration's appeasement of Iran. And we have to do that. We have to continue to do that, or Americans will be less safe.
He says the strategy was reflected in last week's U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Qasem Soleimani. Pompeo also said that in the event that Iran retaliates against America for the killing, the U.S. would then strike only lawful targets in Iran. President Trump tweeted on Saturday night that the U.S. has 52 Iranian targets in its sight and would strike if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Big week in the NFL. If you're out there and you have a pulse and you want to win some prizes, you don't even have to like football. We're just having some fun here. Which means you just tell me who you think's going to win once I pick the game of the week and what the final score is going to be. So it's a wild card weekend. That means we have games on Saturday in the afternoon. AFC games. You got the Bills and the Texans. And then the Titans and the Patriots in the evening hours for the AFC. And the NFC on Sunday, you have the Vikings and the Saints. That'll be interesting at Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Who dat? We're listening. A lot of you are listening to us in New Orleans. Boy, a lot is happening there. The national title game, of course, is going to be there, too. Seahawks and the Eagles. That is the late afternoon game and finishes off the NFC wild card playoffs. The Eagles are actually the underdog in this at home. Surprisingly, the Seahawks are only a point and a half favorite. That is not the game of the week. I think I was leading you in that direction, but haha, I tricked you. So the game of the week is in the AFC, and it's the Titans and the Patriots. It is at 8:15. That game kicks. Titans and the Patriots, and it's sure to be a good one, of course, in the wild card weekend. And I know I'm excited for it because besides movies, this would be my other, what I call mind candy, where I can not be furious about what's happening in Washington or looking at business or reading or doing whatever, you know, that whole content junkie kind of personality that I am. So here's the number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or else you can also send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and then just tell me who you think's going to win. Is it going to be the Patriots, or is it going to be the Titans, and what will the final score of that showdown B. We're going to let Sharon in Maine. She is oh ever faithful to this game. No matter when we're doing it, she's always around, so that is awesome. And she has a chance to win some prizes if she guesses it right. So, Sharon, what do you think? What's going to happen in this one?
You said it's the Titans and the Patriots?
It's Titans and the Patriots, your favorite.
You're putting me on the spot here. I think I'm going to go with the Patriots, even though they're not my favorite. And probably the Titans are the underdog.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, Patriots.
24-17 Patriots. Not a bad guess because, you know, looking at the defenses, Happy New Year, Sharon. Good luck for Nail the Score. Anybody else who wants to take a bite out of this, if you're cruising around, you're saying, what is she talking about? They nailed that Iranian general. Yes, we talked about that. But we were trying to nail the score here. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So the game of the week is the Patriots and the Titans in the AFC wild card playoff game. You tell me who you think is going to win that game and what the final score is going to be. So maybe somebody gets lucky. And again, you can also send it to me, Kate Delaney Radio, katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and bada bing, you are in. So a couple of things, some sound from that game. What do the two quarterbacks have to say about taking on each other? Here's what Tom Brady said about actually being in a wild card game, which is so rare. It's been the longest time since they've been there, and they've never gone to a Super Bowl, the Patriots, when they've played in a wild card game. Here's what he said.
You got to feel good to be in this position. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that aren't playing this week. So I think you look at this like a great opportunity to do something you love to do, which is go play football. And, you know, if you're not looking at it like that, then you're in the wrong place. So to have the opportunity to play, you know, for this team, for in the playoffs, doesn't matter.
All right, it doesn't matter. I kind of agree with Tom. I mean, listen, he's got a fistful of rings. He's right. He's playing in his 40s. People were writing him off. There they are, still in the playoffs, have a chance to go through. Who knows? Can they beat the Titans? I mean, of course they can beat the Titans. Can the Titans beat them? Sure. New England's not even favored by a touchdown. They're favored by 5 points. It is going to be a question of what is that offense going to look like for the Patriots and the Titans getting through the Patriots' defense, because that's where they're so strong. Where the Titans are strong is in the red zone. They have like a crazy 75% conversion in the red zone. So 20 yards in to score, they're doing really well. Let's see what happens against New England. Should be an interesting game. All right, on the other side of that, what did Ryan Tannehill have to say? He is the quarterback for the Titans, and Tannehill talked about his offense and just how good they are.
It's huge, you know, being able to spread the ball around, you know, not only our backside of the backfield, our tight end group, our receiving group. I had different guys step up at different times in the receiving group. So the more we can kind of spread the ball around and create matchups all across the field, it's tough for teams to, you know, take away one guy.
All right, so there you go. So, Eric, as you are the technical maestro for this show, and this is a big deal, Nail the Score, we give you a crack at it. I'll, like, send you a T-shirt or something. So, who do you like? Do you like the Patriots or the Titans? And what do you think the score is going to be?
I think the Patriots will win. And the score, I'll say,
28-21. All right, very nice. Thanks for playing.
No problem.
I am going to say that I think it would be wild if the Titans are capable. I'm going to say the Patriots win. It's so hard to go against Bill Belichick and what he can do with his team. And, I mean, Julian Edelman and Tom Brady, although it hasn't been the offense as much as it's been the defense. So I'm going to say the Patriots win it, and I think the score is going to be a little bit higher. I'm going to say 34-27. If you're just listening to this and you're panicking, please do not get off the highway to call us when you have only a handful of minutes left. You can simply send it to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Patriots or the Titans, and what is the score going to be? It's kind of like picking, well, it's not exactly the same, but just think of it as like bingo, you know? You're just calling out some numbers. And I don't even have to qualify or quantify or, you know, explain any of this to any of you. It's very, very easy, and this is a smart, smart audience. All right, I feel that I have to say this because I haven't had that conversation with you yet. Things that have happened in the world of sports that are significant, like the former NBA commissioner David Stern dying. He really transcended the NBA, for better or worse, because some people think that the players are spoiled brats and they make too much money. But he really defined what was going on globally with the NBA, and he built up a sagging league, I think, for 30 years. Like I said, he was the guy in the mid-80s that took over, and he had a brain hemorrhage in the second week in December, and that really was what took him down. So he died the other day at the age of 79 is what I saw. I saw one thing that said 77, and so then I was frantically looking it up, like, well, it's just a couple years difference, but was it 77 or was it 79? But David Stern had a big impact, like I said, on the sport, and he fought off some challenges with owners, all of that, and players really liked him. I was looking at the Twittersphere, and I was reading what some of the players said. Scottie Pippen, the former Bulls great, said a very sad day for basketball. We saw David Stern a lot in the 90s. He was kind and thoughtful, almost always the smartest person in the room. He was an innovator who helped grow our sport into a global game. His impact will never be forgotten. And that's what I would say, that his impact wouldn't be, you know, forgotten. And he made that impact from 84 to 2014. I had the chance to interview him once because Roger Blamire, my mentor who ran the station and gave me one of my first breaks in radio in California, knew David Stern, and we had him on, and I can remember really prepping for that. And he, of course, was great on the on the air. And I guess the thing that people say about him is, even though he became huge in the NBA, he still was reachable. He still touched the little guy, so he didn't think he was so far above it, which kudos to him for that. We also had a ton of football because it is bowling season, and my alma mater, Ohio, takes on Nevada at the Potato Bowl. That happens on Friday in the afternoon. So, in Boise, Idaho. I know we have some listeners in Boise, Idaho. But of all the games that were played, it's pretty interesting. Some of the big ones included, and of course the biggest is going to be LSU annihilated Oklahoma, and Clemson got by Ohio State. So it's LSU and Clemson for the national title. But in some of the other games, you know, Notre Dame just slammed Iowa State at the Camping World Bowl, 33-9. You had California beat Illinois in the Red Box Bowl, 35-20. Texas, how about Texas? The Longhorns are back. They beat Utah, and Utah was the ranked team, number 11. Some people thought they were going to get into one of the semifinal games, but Texas won that, 38-10. And then there were some others, like Georgia beating Baylor, 26-14 at the Sugar. Oregon eking out a win over Wisconsin. Wisconsin 28-27. Minnesota beats Auburn 31-24. And, of course, Alabama rolled tied over Michigan 35-16. Their quarterback, because Tua was out, Mac Jones passes for 327 yards. Nick Saban always finds a way to win for the most part, right? Hang with us. We're going to the movies next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heading to the movies for the first time in 2020. I mean, come on, you know it. Even people are like, I never go to the movies anymore. Honestly, if there's a decent movie, if there's some theme or there's something you want to see, or you have grandkids or kids, or just your pals meeting you there or whatever, you know, I know that a lot of people don't go to the movies anymore because they'll say, it's easier to just stream it. But some movies are better on the big screen, and one of them, I think, is Star Wars. The other, when he was on the air with me, boy, he has so many nicknames. The other, Manchore, Mr. Kate Delaney, that would be my husband, Paul. We went to see Star Wars with our nephew, who is 18, and he loves Star Wars. He was so excited to go and watch all the old Star Wars with me and kept asking me so many questions. I couldn't even answer half the questions. But this one we saw together, and this is the latest one, and it's the whole what they call Skywalker series, you know, Luke Skywalker. So, again, Rise of Skywalker. Here's a little sneak peek into it.
It's an instinct.
This one from Midday, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, purportedly the last of the Star Wars expulsions, is an example of what happens when money becomes paramount in franchise building. Ooh, ouch. How about this part of our film history and when Rey and Kylo seize the screen, an indelible part of our hearts. That was from Peter Travers, Rolling Stone. Neil Soane's Times of India said, does enough to wrap up the new trilogy, but it becomes evident that it's overreaching narrative wasn't clearly outlined, and it shows. Yikes. I thought it was decent. I did. I thought it was decent. And I think what Peter Travers is saying, the two main characters, Rey and Kylo, who was played by Adam Driver, is, I thought, was really brilliantly done. But regardless, if you're huge into Star Wars or someone in your life that you care about is huge into Star Wars, you're going to go see it. You know it. But it is a long movie. 2 hours, 22 minutes. PG-13. PG-13. So there you go. I thought it was worth the big screen. I'm not going to tell any more about it because I would give away too many details. All right, this was an oldie but a goodie. I mean, they keep reinventing this. It was a very popular book. This is definitely a chick flick, although some really nice husbands are taking their Little Women here. It is Little Women. Check it out.
This is Meg, Amy, Beth, and Joe.
Working on a novel. It is a story of my life and my sister's.
Make it short and spicy. And if the main character is a girl, make sure she's married by the end.
Ow, Joe!
I want to be an artist in Rome and be the best painter in the world.
That's what you want
too, isn't it, Joe, to be a famous writer?
Yes, but it sounds so crass when she says it.
My girls have a way of getting into mischief.
Well, so do I.
This is Meg, Amy, Beth, and Joe.
I intend to make my own way in the world.
No one makes their own way. Least of all a woman. You'll need to marry well.
But you are not married, aren't you?
Well, that's because I'm rich.
Joe, would you like to dance with me?
I can't because...
torch my dress, and Meg told me to keep still so no one would see it.
I have an idea of how we can manage.
Joe is a lost cause. So you are your family's hope now.
I believe we have some power over who we love. It isn't something that just happens to a person.
I think the poets might disagree.
We can leave right now. I'll sell stories.
Joe. And you should be an actress and you should have a life on the stage.
Just because my dreams are different than yours doesn't mean they're unimportant.
I have loved you ever since I've known you, Joe. I couldn't help it.
It would be a disaster if we
It wouldn't be a disaster.
We'd be miserable.
No. You'd be a perfect date.
I can't.
A new play written by Miss Jo Mott.
Women, they have minds and they have souls as well as just hearts.
I want to be great or nothing.
And they've got ambition and they've got talent as well as just beauty. And I'm so sick of people saying that love is just all a woman is sick for. I'm so sick of it.
So you get it. Jo, Amy, Beth, Meg, Little Women. You know, that book was written in 1868. It was a novel by Louisa May Alcott, and it was popular, and it's been adapted to the big screen 7 times. Greta Gerwig is the director, and she is getting a lot of kudos for the way that she envisioned this, and there are groups and groups of women that are going to see it. Nostalgia mixed with what could be contemporary. And then this is a true story about Richard Jewell. Clint Eastwood brought this to the big screen. Check it out.
Let's get a new tape going. All right, Richard, here's what we're going to do.
We need a voice exemplar.
I want you to say into this phone, there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Richard, you're a national hero now.
Thank you, sir.
But I was just doing my job.
Look at the guy who found the bomb, just like you always look at the guy who found the body.
Jewell fits the profile of the lone bomber.
A frustrated white man who is a police wannabe who seeks to become a hero.
We're running it.
You're a suspect.
You don't talk.
I talk.
Say it.
I don't talk.
This might be the only way to clear your name. I want you to say there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Stop trying to be the best friend.
I was raised to respect authority.
Authority's looking to eat you alive.
There's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, what?
His accusers are two of the most powerful forces in the world. The United States government and the media.
I do want to help y'all on law enforcement, too. There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Did he do it?
Richard Jewell is an innocent man. He's a hero.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
One more time, just a little louder.
I report the fact.
You've ruined this man's life.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Do a couple more.
My son saves people's lives.
So there you go, Richard Jewell, 2 hours, 12 minutes. It's a drama rated R, and it's about the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta and the security guard who discovered a suspicious backpack under a bench. Did he do it? Did he not do it? Clint Eastwood, I think, looks like he did a brilliant job directing this. If you see a movie, send me your cheap movie review at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.